Folks, welcome back to the show. This is Chris. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 100. That's right, show 100. Very big deal. Never thought I would get to this point. Figured wouldn't get enough music or the show would bomb or something before I ever reached this point. So this is pretty awesome. And not knowing what people think of the show, because other than the occasional musician that contacts me and says, thanks for playing me on the show or my band or whatever. I almost get next to no listener feedback. So if you're listening to this, please, 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 at some point in the next couple shows, make a point of sending me some feedback. There is a post up on Patreon asking for feedback. There's a post up on Patreon asking for feedback about interviews. There's a post on Patreon that is open to the public asking what you guys think of the show and how you want more content and value added to the show, because that's always a constant concern of mine. Am I adding enough value to the show? Am I doing things to keep listeners? Am I doing things to get new listeners? It's always, always, always a concern. And for somebody like me that constantly needs that feedback and it's lacking from the show, it gets really, occasionally I have days where I struggle to even open the inbox and try to go through music that's come in. Hence why I always end up with a massive backlog. But I do thank the few promoters that are always constantly sending me stuff, even if I'm not responding to them right away. Most of my stuff comes in through Asher Media Relations from John, and I greatly appreciate that. Even though I don't play everything he sends me, he still keeps sending me stuff, which is fantastic. So we're going to run a little different this show. There might be a little music. There's going to be a lot of little audio shoutouts from bands and promoters and stuff, and we'll see how it goes, because I'm kind of winging this and throwing it together on the fly, and maybe we'll actually talk about stats and things that have happened over the past 8 years. Yeah. So let's play this for you.
Hey everybody, this is Deanna from Ophelia Syndrome. We're here to give a big warm congratulations to Chris of Insomnia Radio, and we're so excited that you've reached your 100th episode. We met you all the way back in 2012 when we were promoting our album All Things Forgotten, and we were so excited and thrilled to be a part of your show. We wish you 100,000 more. Best of luck.
But hearts enclosed, and full moons. It's cold and dark, you feel it too. What is left for there to do? Just passing time here with you.
So I thought, what the heck? Let's play one of the Ophelia Syndrome tracks that I had played way back on show. I think it was show number 2. I'm just scrolling up through a massive spreadsheet that I have just finished compiling, which, wow, yeah, it's over 770 lines long. So we have, yes, way back on show 2. That track was the opening track for show 2 back on September 26, 2012. So seeing as they were so kind enough to send me a little shout out, I thought I should play their track again. Because, well, why not? Now, the fun thing about this little spreadsheet is that I've been able to sort and have a look at, you know, what are my most popularly played bands? Who have I played a lot of? Were there tracks that I played a lot of? Are there towns and provinces that I get a lot of my stuff from? So right now I have a lot of missing data in this spreadsheet, and I'm probably going to putter at it slowly over the next year as I keep adding in shows and going back and finding out where bands are from and adding in working URLs so I can try and, you know, track down some of these older bands, see if they're still together. Because unfortunately, I know a lot of the bands that I have played in the past, some of them have broken up, which is a shame, but, you know, things like these happen, and yeah. So I bet if you were to wager right now, you would not guess my top 3 most played bands, or you'd be close. So I'm debating right now whether or not I should just play those tracks or if I should tell you who my top 3 played bands are and if you can guess the right order, because that would be interesting. Which way shall we do this? Because yes, I'm recording on the fly with no specific plan for today's show, because I thought, you know, why not? Let's do something a little bit more different, something a little more original, and see how it goes, because why not? It's good to change things up every once in a while, right? Yeah. So hopefully you guys are, you know, out there and surviving while I'm recording this show and being very different and weird and thinking about how to do things. So if I were to sort my spreadsheet right now, alphabetically by band, and have a skim through. So one of the first bands that comes up, alphabetically speaking, is Double Experience. That's interesting. Quite a few of those there. Let's see, we've played them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 times. That's pretty impressive. And as you guys know, I have actually met Tim and Ian, and I've been privileged enough to play some Destiny Online with them, though they are far better players than I am. And they send me lots of stuff. Well, Heather Dale creeps in here, but I don't think she has nearly enough. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, oh, 13. So she's up there in that I have played a lot. Kraken Not Stirred, nope, that's only like 4 or 5. Marvelous Bohunk's got a few, but not nearly enough. Keep scrolling here. Persist. Yeah, there's quite a few there for Persist. Oh, I think they may win. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 times. I have played 17 times. I have played Persist. And that was one of the bands I got feedback that they wish I'd play more of, but they have no new stuff. Just the old stuff I've already played. Yep. So that looks like, I think, my top 3 bands that I have played the most of. Surprised me, because there were a couple of bands I really thought I had played more, but unless I need to go back or have somebody double check my notes, see if I got those all correct. Lots of bands that start with the, so that makes it really hard to go through the T's and see, did I really play that band as little as I thought I did? And with some of them, it's yes, I really did play them that little. So what do you think? Do you want to hear a song from each of those very popular bands that I have played more than once? I think that wouldn't be a bad plan. So we'll see what we've got here for you, but we'll definitely play you something. Oh, I was surprised I didn't play Automatic Toys more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, they're definitely in my top four, but I haven't gotten any new stuff from them since probably when I originally played them back in 2012. I just keep playing that one track a lot because I really, really like it. So I'm going to let you enjoy some music now, and we'll come back with some more facts about the show in a bit.
Hey Chris, congratulations on your 100th episode of Insomnia Radio. Thank you for supporting all the Asher Media Relations artists that you have over the years. And I look forward to another 100 episodes from you and Insomnia Radio. Thanks again. Much love from Asher Media Relations. John Asher.
waited for a sunny day to launch my grand design. But clouds would loom, the wind would turn, it happened every time. Until at last it struck me, I should just let it all unfold. The sun is shining somewhere. Fortune loves the bold. They laughed and shouted questions to the fool out in the storm. They thought that I would envy them, all safe and dry and warm. But I think I'm done with staying sun is shining somewhere, and fortune loves the bold. To run where in the past I strolled. I've learned that luck won't change itself, it has to be cajoled. And if you wait for sunny days, your tale remains untold. The sun is shining somewhere. The sun is shining somewhere. Fortune loves the bold. I waited for a sunny day to launch my grand design.
This is Devin from Copyright Leader, and we are celebrating with Insomnia Radio on their 100th show. Who would have thought that connecting with other people would become so important? Thankfully, we have this very powerful medium to celebrate with. Not only do we get to enjoy great indie music, we can do it with social distancing built right in. This is due to the hard work Chris has been doing for the past 8 years on the show. So, if you're a musician listening to this, hit up the Insomnia website and submit your stuff. Maybe we'll get a chance to hear you sometime in the next 100 episodes.
might not have been the most popular song or most played song of each of those bands that I played, but was definitely bands that I have played the most. So hopefully you guys enjoyed those tracks, or, you know, had flashbacks to the past when the songs were played originally. Yeah, because some of those were played back in 2012, back original when, you know, the show just was getting started. So I thought for the heck of it, I would flip through and see what songs I'd played the most. Even if it wasn't the band I played the most. You know, sometimes I've got a band and I play their same song twice and that's all I play for them. But, you know, like there's a band, The Little Black Dress, which I played in, let's see, 2015, 2014, 2013, 2015, and then on one of my favorite shows for 2019. And the song was called The Paparazzi. And I used to be able to have this track on Spotify, but recently it's disappeared. It's all grayed out in my playlist, which makes me very sad. So I'm wagering that the artist has done something where it's no longer available, which is sad because it's a really awesome tune. Aviator Shades, pretty much the only track I have ever played by them, is Chasing Sunsets, which again is a really awesome tune. And I believe that one was released Creative Commons, mouthful there, because I'm pretty sure Dave and Caroline have played it over on the Bugcast. Social Potion, I have played their track Cordelia 3 times. Copyright Leader, I have played their track Crossing the Streams 4 times. Larissa featuring Cola T, the song was DTNA, I've played that 4 times. Automatic Toys, you know that band, I've played a whole lot. Dancing with the Devil, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10 times. That one is also over on Spotify. Yeah, really enjoyed that track too. And apparently my phone is just going to keep blowing up because I haven't turned the notifications off. And today I really don't care. You're going to get to hear that lovely little chime probably every couple of minutes because everybody seems to be messaging me today while I'm trying to record the show, which is better than, you know, everybody walking into my office recording space. Septembrio, only played them twice. I played their I Believe track twice. Those guys are out in Calgary. So that was both played in 2015, a couple months apart. Here's Why by Double Experience, played it 3 times. What else can we see in these lovely notes that I took forever to sort out? In My Coma, Losing Sleep 3 times. In My Coma is a pretty big band, pretty awesome female bass player in that band as well. Yeah, because these are the things I notice. Teenage Kicks, Middle of the Night, from Toronto, 3 times. No Turn on Red by the Bandicoots from Hamilton, 3 times. I played that track. Oh, then we can scroll a bit because there's lots of single stuff. Lots of singles, doubles. Mr. Tasty, a band from Stratford, Ontario that is no more. Their track Slow Down Baby played 3 times, all in 2013. I really thought I'd played that one more, but it's probably just because it made it into a bunch of my playlists. Chasing Eidolon, Supernova, played 4 times. That's one of his newest tracks. He's from British Columbia, and I'm really sad that he hasn't put anything out lately. He had a lot of stuff over on Jamendo, which, you know, is a fantastic place for checking out lots of new music if you haven't before. San Felix, I played their track Tidal Wave. I really have to check. I've got some typos in this document still because I kind of sort of rushed to it. Oh, one of my favorite tracks. I'm surprised I didn't play this more. Band is Delhi to Dublin. I played them on shows 2, 20, and 40. The track was Tommy. These guys are kind of a mish of 2 different genres of music, which makes it just all the more wonderful to listen to. Two Crown King, band from London, Ontario. They are no more as well. They split up probably over 5 years ago now. The track was We Get Down, and I've played it 4 times, so it feels like I played that one more. Pete Lesperance from, I'm going to blank on his other band's name. they're really big. Played his track, What Are You Waiting For? It was like 5 or 6 times. Haven't played Pete's other band. So Pete, if you happen to be listening, you should like talk to the band and see about sending me some stuff. Daniel Bryant, played him a few times. I played a couple of his different tracks. And there's a couple of bands that I've got nothing listed under because, well, it'd be really, really hard to play stuff that I can't, or talk about stuff that I don't have listed. Now, out of curiosity, I don't have every hometown listed for bands, but I'm going to sort it by hometown. Oh my word, there are so many Toronto bands. So many. I really would not have guessed that I had played bands from Toronto, even if I played the track multiple times or the band multiple times in different tracks, that it would have come out to this count. I had to pause the recording to make sure I counted this right. There were 146 track listings where the band is from Toronto. That's pretty impressive considering Hamilton only scores at a 41, and I thought I played Hamilton a whole lot more. Ottawa, and I get a lot of stuff from John at Asher Media Relations, from Ottawa and Montreal. So Ottawa only scored a 29. Montreal only scored a 58. Wow. Vancouver, BC, where I get a lot of stuff from as well, we get 30. And Stratford, who I thought I'd paid a whole lot more, is only 15. Everybody else is in that 10 to 20 range at the most. So it's a little surprising that the numbers are as low as they are. So I'm going to give you some more music and some more little audio shoutouts from the bands that were kind enough to send me stuff in for this special show 100. And welcome to my dog Zora barking in the background if you can hear her. Yeah, she's my accident this week. We'll talk about that later. How about some music? Yeah, music. Like music. That's why we're here, right? All about the music.
Hey, this is Trent Freeman from Speakerface. Thrilled to be a part of show 99 and show 100. Looking forward to the next big milestone of show 999. We'll still be listening.
Now. Hey, this is Sabrina Fala. I just wanted to say thank you to the station for supporting me and my music over the years. Also, congrats for reaching your 100th show. This is great. Keep on rocking.
The night is the crowd that won't back down. The whites of their eyes like a fire that won't grow out. And they run with their feet on the street and under the lights where the night doesn't reach. There's a car going up to Montreal. A black shot as the right foot falls to the floor. And the roar and the radio call.
Sally from Mono Wheels, and we want to thank Canada Insomnia Radio for playing our new track, All or Nothing. We love ya, and thanks for having our back.
Last night I thought I heard you talking like a voice in my head. It's coming back, I still remember everything that you said. It's a
amazing tidbit. Do you realize how many interviews I've actually done with how many different bands? Sadly, some of the bands I've talked to may not be together again. But let's see here. We have... Assuming that my notes are correct. Shane Stewart, who was out here, London, Ontario, now out in BC. He actually came out and co-hosted a show with me, and we talked about his music and stuff. So there's that. Adam Wendler. So he's from Goderich, Ontario. I played a couple of his tracks. He is from Goderich, which is not too far from where I am. But amazingly, when I did his interview, he was on tour in Germany. So via Skype, we managed to record and mush together an interview that I'm now going to have to go back and listen to, and contemplating putting an archive of the just interviews up on Patreon so that the fantastic people that make donations there can have access to them anytime they're curious. I did an interview with Casey Lee of Persist. I did an interview with the Bandicoots. I did one with, I gotta love when my brain goes mush and I can't remember band names. Oh, Marvelous Bohunks. Did an interview with them. San Felix. Did an interview with them. Yeah, lots more than I thought. Oh, Double Experience. Can't forget that one. It's probably one of the first interviews I did. I actually drove down to London the day after their show and did an interview with them. Really annoyed that I had missed their show because it was them and a couple other bands I wanted to see, and one of them was a Stratford band, so that was kind of disappointing. But, you know, these things happen, and I am working on details for lining up and doing more interviews. Now, the downside to recording just whatever audio is coming through both my side and the interviewee's side on Skype is that if one of us talks over the other one, I can't edit that out. If somebody coughs, I can't edit that out. If the dog barks in the background, I can't edit it out. So I'm working on trying to either find some way that I can get a recording that will filter the sets out, so it'll be in two different audio lines so I can mush and edit and stuff. Or there are a few bands that have said, yes, they can record their audio and send it to me. So I can record mine, they can record theirs, and we can mush it together, and that would work fantastic. I am working on a budget here of $0 because I do this as a hobby. The funding that is coming in through Patreon right now, I'm putting directly into stuff like my internet and hydro bills so that while I'm not working, things don't completely shut off. Now, granted, right now we only have 5 fantastic donors over on Patreon, I believe. Let me just double check. Yes, I have 5 fantastic Patreon members. Only 5. Would love to see more of you over there. The more people that start signing up over there, the more perks I'm going to be able to offer. So in order that they signed up, we have Penn Davies, Alicia York, Christine Doyle, George Bird, and Tim Tessier. So thanks you to the 5 of you. Anybody who goes over to Patreon can see exactly the dollar amount that is coming in each month that I am getting. These are in American dollars. There is no option in Patreon to have Canadian dollars, unfortunately. But that is what it is. So that's, you know, patreon.com/IRCanada. The IR Canada is all mushed, one word. I will always have links. I post it over on Twitter at least once a week, so you can catch us over there, IR_Canada. And hopefully you are, you know, catching our playlist over on Spotify. If mixtapes are your thing and you would love to see more of them, send me some feedback and I will definitely pop up some more, you know, mixtapes, grab a couple of my favorite tracks from like the last year or something and pop them up. If there were enough people saying, hey, I really love this tune from this show, I might do a listener favorite mixtape and I might throw it up on the website. I might throw it up on Patreon as a perk. I might throw it up on Spotify as a, hey, fans favorites as they come in. Who knows? There are lots of options and things we can do coming up and going forward and moving down the road and all that fun, fantastical, wonderful stuff. Hopefully you guys have liked the tracks that I have thrown in with those little shout outs from the bands that were so kind enough on short notice to send me stuff this week. But seeing as we are fast approaching the 50-minute mark of this show, and normally I try to stick to about 30, but it's the 100th show. We got lots to talk about, more things to do, more things to say. Oh yeah, I did say I would talk about my lovely little accident this week. We have 2 dogs here at the house. They are both rescue dogs. We've rescued them from the KW Humane Society. Fantastic dogs. Zora, who I said was barking earlier, is our Shar Pei mix. Not 100% sure what she's mixed with, but might be Mastiff, might be Boxer. We're not sure. It could be both. She gets very excited and has a very high prey drive. So when I was taking her out this week, she got a little excited and took off as I got the door partway open. So I'm not even out the back door yet to the backyard. And she pulled me over. So I'm covered in bumps, bruises. The back of my left hand where I was holding the line is purple from the pinky finger over to the middle finger, knuckle to wrist. Lovely. Looks like I was a little kid and skinned my knees on my left knee. Massive, great big scab. Lots of swelling. Surprised I didn't break anything because I went down pretty hard. Wrist on my right hand, right on the underside of the wrist, is bruised. And you can imagine all the muscle aches because I'm not a spring chicken. So, yes, got her out. And then one of my kids helped bring out our other dog, who is a miniature Shar Pei and absolutely wrinkly and adorable and loves everybody and everything and just wants to lick and clean everything. She's got her own little quirky personality, and we all love both the dogs dearly. And even though I got quite upset over the takeoff and high prey drive that day, she has been very sucky and clingy since then. So, you know what dogs are like, right? Some people are cat people, we're dog people. We used to have a cat, we have fish, you know, pets, love them. So now that I've shared with you my injury and why everything got a little delayed this week, so Patreons, I apologize, you're only going to get this a day before everybody else, but hopefully that day will be worth it. So I'm going to let Devin introduce this last track because, well, he sent me all the stuff and the track. So this is a treat, and hopefully we'll have more fantastic stuff over the next 100 shows. And I can't wait to keep this up on a daily basis. No, that would be way too much. A weekly basis, I think I can manage. Though if I do find full-time work that has to take me out of the house, you guys might be limited to bi-weekly. But anyways, here's Devin and our last track.
And speaking of music stuff, I've got here an unreleased Copyright Leader song called Storming the Castle.
Evening shadows.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.